Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, 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 yes. This morning for Like a Virgin, how very exciting. I mean, a veteran in the field, to be honest with you, back for his fourth Like a Virgin this morning, Matt Corby. Hello.
Hi, I'm still scared.
still scared after three previous goes?
Yeah, it scares me.
I think that's good. It means you care. Hey, the classic.
I care about not looking real dumb.
That's good.
Which I've failed at continuously through my life. It's fine.
Maybe, you know, there's always another chance. To not look dumb. Well, let's run through them. You covered Tina Arena Chains. You covered the Black Keys' Lonely Boy. In 2023, you covered TLC, No Scrubs.
I don't want no scrub. Scrub is you got a kink and no look from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to.
What sort of memories do these bring back, or just pure fear?
Just fear. All me being scared. Don't mess it up kind of thoughts. No, that was a nice one.
Yeah, it is lovely. Can I ask you, do you dream about it the night before? Like, does it manifest in that way, the fear, or just the morning of?
I think it's as soon as I get asked to do it and then having to pick the song is a whole, like, I feel like I have tons of ideas when I'm not being asked to do.
So true.
Like anything, but especially something like a Virgin. I'm like, oh, that'd be good, Like a Virgin. Let's do that. That'd be good. And then when you get asked, I'm like, I can't remember.
And you're like,
what's
a song?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I got nothing.
That is so literally relatable.
Just drawing blanks nonstop in your mind. Like, it's really, it's pretty funny, actually.
He's got it. Oh, the alphabet took a little star.
Yeah.
National anthem, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. In all fairness, my mind, like, the real estate of music in my mind is, like, mostly kid songs at the moment.
True. Awesome.
Like, yeah, it's... That's not applicable.
Could that be what you're covering today? We will have to find out. Now, look, it's so lovely to have you in here. And we need to talk about your new album, Tragic Magic. It's really beautiful. I really love it a lot. I've been listening to it so much. And it talks a lot about the family and how much your life has changed since becoming a dad. I mean, can you tell us more about that? Like, what would you say has been the biggest surprise in, you know, your life changing and becoming a father?
I always say this to, like, new parents. It's like, I think you realize quick how selfish you are after you become a parent.
Wow.
And how much you have to get rid of as much of that as possible, because it's like you're just like a go do it, go get it machine.
Yeah. How would you rate the nervousness of on the way to the hospital versus on the way to Like a Virgin?
They're pretty on par. No.
Well, yeah, more about the album. Is it true that you initially were keen to make just an instrumental album?
That is true.
Yeah, what's the thinking there? You're over it.
I make a lot of instrumentals just for fun before I do sessions in the studio. And then I just was like, it'd be kind of cool just to put out like 20 tracks of vibes. But it'll happen.
Please.
It'll happen one day.
It's pretty sweet. Does it feel like equally as sort of satisfying or whatever to you? Because I think a lot of people understand music through the lyrics and that's how they understand the feeling or the message of the song or whatever. Just an instrumental, would that feel as expressive to you?
Well, to me personally, yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. It is Conchetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning. We do have Matt Corby and for Like a Virgin. And really exciting, you're about to head on tour all over the country. It's kicking off in Adelaide June 3rd before heading to Perth, Gerringong, Melbourne, Newcastle, Sydney, Brisbane, all through June. It's so exciting. You've got Greta Ray opening as well. What are you most looking forward to head on tour?
I'm really happy just to be on the road. You know, I'm really grateful that I still get to do this. You know, music's a fickle game. And I think I'm at the point in my life where I feel humbled by it and like excited by it. I think a lot of the nervous energy around it's kind of gone for me at this point, and just, I really enjoy performing. So yeah, we haven't quite figured out the show yet, but that's like next week's problem. So
awesome.
We have to get through this first today and then we can think about the future. But, I'm just pumped and it's a pleasure to be able to go and play music for people. And, you know, people come up to me like, you made me cry. And I'm just like, I got you.
Mission that's, successful.
That's right.
Well, nice. You worry about the full show next week. But for now, you only have to pick one song. Cover's coming later. What original are we about to get, Matt Corby?
I'm going to do Water Love.
Incredible. Love this song. Let's get it right now on Triple J Breakfast. Contender and Luca with you. We've got Matt Corby for Like a Version. Here's his original, Water Love. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours. Moment for your Friday
so
morning.
Beautiful.
It's Matt Corby in the Like a Vision studio. What a love. What a beautiful rendition. Some strings on there as well. How did it feel?
It felt good. It felt okay. It's not for me to decide.
That is true. Well, no, it's a beautiful song. And also the video that goes along with this song is really beautiful. And if anyone hasn't seen it, it's like a home video footage sort of shot by you.
Yeah, it's all just following the kids around and stuff with the Super 8 camera.
It's so intimate, so beautiful, and it's shot on like a Super 8 camera. Are you like a big camera guy?
No.
What do you mean? Tell it. Where did that start?
I've always liked how Super 8 looks, and my friend has one, So I was like, oh, maybe this would be a nice way to reveal a little bit of my life in a very controlled way that that feels good and looks nostalgic. And it, the format pairs well with music just in general. Like if you put any song to Super 8 footage,
my lord,
just makes the song better.
100%. I'm like, I want to dive into this video. It looks so beautiful. It looks like it's out of the 60s. It's like so stunning. And you're right. Like you're seeing like vignettes of your beautiful life. Did you grow up in, did your parents like film you? Do you have home videos? Did you grow up with any of that?
We actually have a ton of home videos. It's kind of always around like the Christmas period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really hilarious watching like, you know, a 2-3-year-old me run around the house whacking people with a sword. And
totally. And I just love that you now have that with your family that you know, your kids can like watch and enjoy.
Although Super 8, the cartridge in a Super 8, it takes about 3.5 minutes worth of footage and then you got to pay about like $200.
Awesome. I'm living and learning. That's awesome. Good to know.
One cartridge per music video. Pleasure to have Matt Corby with us for Like Version this morning. That is the original in the books. The cover is coming soon. We've been given the clue all morning that it is an Australian song which finished in the top 10 of a hottest 100. So keep your guesses rolling. Aussie song that was top 10 in its hottest 100, 0439 757 555. Get those guesses in. We'll be back with Matt Corby for Like a Version after this.
Like a Version
with Concetta and Luca.
Before Like a Version and after Like a Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3,
we sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
It's Concetta and Luca with you on your Friday. I hope you are fabulous. We are feeling fabulous. We have Matt Corby with us in the Like a Version studio. It's so lovely talking to you and it's honestly a pleasure to have you in our studio. Because normally you'd be working in your own studio, the infamous Rainbow Valley. I don't think I've
infamous.
Heard...
Infamous.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard so much about this beautiful studio and I wanted to hear from you. Like, can you just tell us a bit more about it? And like, what makes it so special for you?
I don't know if it's special or not. I think it's... Yeah, I'm not special.
No way. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What about, we hear a lot of artists talking about they love to curate the smells in their studio. Have you been on the smells in there?
So Nat Dunn, who I work with all the time, I don't know if she's hinting that this studio smells real bad, but she always brings down like this amazing Japanese incense. And I'm running low, Nat.
Add it to
I'm
going to
see her
list.
In like 2 weeks.
If you're in the area.
She would also always come down with Palo Santo and light that. And now I just do that just because it smells really good.
That's awesome.
Every now and then someone's like, oh, clearing the evil spirit. So I'm like, yeah, and it just smells good.
Just enjoying the smell.
It's not that deep. Yeah.
Man, what about where you live? Like, you know, we were talking about the home video footage and stuff. It looks absolutely beautiful. Do you have like any sort of favorite corners of your property or any favorite wildlife that you're seeing hopping around?
I actually did. So the other night I was driving to the studio because I'd messed up sending stems to someone and it was the freakiest thing I've ever seen. It was like, it actually looked like a baby in a diaper crawling on the side of the road.
No, stop.
And I wigged out and then I got closer, like driving really slow, got closer to it. And then, like, it was just like the koala's, like, white little bum.
Oh, wow.
And then stood up and just looked at me, and I looked at it, and we had this nice little moment. We were just sort of staring at each other, and I was like, oh, hey, mate, how you going? And then he sort of scampered off into the bush. And you rarely see them on the ground, like, walking around. Yeah. We get a lot of black cockies as well, which is...
Yeah, they're birds that make me stop and watch them.
Yeah, yeah. You know I always do that. If I hear them and I'm in the house, I'll be like, oh, black cockies. And I'll like run outside. I'm like, kids, black cockies.
Yeah, it sounds like such a magical place. And honestly, like kind of the whole experience of working with you and you putting together these records and stuff sounds gorgeous. A while back, we had Babe Rainbow come in for like a version and they had nothing but beautiful things to say about you and the studio and everything.
Oh, that's nice.
Specifically, they told us about playing chess with you. How much chess are you playing?
You talking about Babe Rainbow or Great Gable?
No, it was...
I reckon Babe Rainbow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I've ever played chess with any of the guys from Babe Rainbow.
We've been lied to by Babe
maybe,
Rainbow.
Maybe I have.
But chess is a thing for you with Greg Gable or others?
I used to...
Are you competitive when you're doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
I don't like to lose.
Okay, favorite piece. Favorite move.
Favorite move.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to like get back in touch with Babe Rainbow and be like, who concocted this memory? And maybe
we probably did play chess. It was probably a while ago.
Yeah. Or maybe you need to play it again.
Yeah.
And see who will win.
Yeah, true. Of them versus me.
Can we ask you about this? We saw you singing with Mumford and Sons like recently. Can we the hell was that?
Really good. I actually remember seeing them at the Borderline. And I remember watching that show and I was like, holy moly. Like, I remember walking out being like, I think they're going to be quite a big band. And I was right.
Yes.
Which is easy to say now.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, I like, you know, and we've crossed paths a lot. And Teddy, the double bass player, he shares a studio with one of my dearest friends, Chris, who was my drummer for a long time, who's now on tour with Sting. Like,
what?
Yeah, I know. He's a freak though. He deserves to be on tour with Sting. Much better job than touring with me.
Wow, that's
sick.
Don't
have to lose at chess all the time.
Yeah. He did beat me at chess, Chris. That's why I fired him.
See, there's that competitive streak coming out.
Yeah, he's smarter than he looks.
It's Conchetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning, and Matt Corby is in for like a version, which, speaking of, can we get this cover? We're so excited. We gave you the clue that the song Matt Corby is going to cover is an Australian song, which is coming the top 10 of a Hottest 100. Matt, for your fourth Like a Virgin cover, what song have you got for us?
I'm going to attempt Dracula by Tame Impala.
Oh my God, I need you to know that I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out.
I'm literally obsessed. And I know you love Tame.
So I love Tame.
100. I read this in a Rolling Stone article that I want to ask you about, where you said, like, you know, when you're working on the album, you're listening to instrumentals, right? So you don't get influenced by it, and you didn't listen to Tame for like a long time.
Yeah, because they were just popping. And I was like, oh, if I start listening to that, I'm just going to want to be Kevin Parker.
100%. And so Dracula's is a song you've got for us.
Yeah. We're going to try and do like a Philly soul spin on it. So see how that goes.
Okay. Let me sort of catch my breath and sort of get ready for what is about to happen in the Like a Virgin studio. It is Matt Corby about to give us his cover of Tame Impala's Dracula. Please, whenever you're ready, take it away.
The night is almost over, I still don't know where you are. The shadows, yet they keep me pretty like a movie star. Daylight makes me feel like Dracula. I'm on the verge of caving and I run back to the dark. Now I'm Mr. Charisma, fucking Pablo Escobar. My friends are saying, shut up, Kevin, just get in the car. Right where you are. In the end, I hope it's you and me. In the darkness, I will never leave. We all saw this moment coming from afar. Now here we are. So red from the sun, like Dracula.
dream about you be my sweet. Would you ever love someone like me? Like me.
Tame Impala's Dracula. Oh my god, it was like so beautiful. It made me fall in love with one of my favorite songs all over again. It was so smooth and like swingy and just so beautiful, slowed down with like the gorgeous backing vocals. You're all vibing so hard. It made me feel the way your music makes me feel, which is that I'm floating and also like I'm in a jazz bar. How did that feel for you, Matt? You started so nervous about it. How
do
you feel?
I was a little nervous. I mean, other than I feel like the first line was funky, but other than that, it felt good.
Perfect and beautiful. Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. Like, yeah, look, it's a tricky song to tackle.
Yeah.
High risk. I mean, yeah. In rehearsals, there was a few times I was like, oh, Kevin. I hate you, Kevin.
You've laid a trap for me, Kevin.
What have you done to me, Kevin?
Well, you absolutely nailed it. Go and check out the video. You need to see the backup vocalist, Killy. You need to see the whole band absolutely crushing
so
it.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for hanging this morning. So you're off on tour June 3 all around the country. What does the sort of back end of 2026 look like for you?
Good question. I don't really know yet. I think I am a bit desperate to get back in the studio. I've got lots of ideas for the next record. I want to try and move a little quicker too, because I'm a little slow with making my music. But yeah, don't know. I might want to put on some like smaller shows with maybe just me and one other muso. See if we can do something kind of cool with that and maybe do some more rural gigs and stuff, because I haven't been around outside the major cities for a long time playing music. So,
man, it's all very exciting.
Hell yeah. We'll keep an eye on the Matt Corby socials for that.
And that's news to everyone. And like that works with me.
Oh,
cool,
like,
man.
Good to know. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, we'll get right on it.
I'm booking it now.
Yeah.
So, more work for me. Yeah, okay, yeah, cool.
And saying you want to hurry up as well, just asking your fans to get in the comments, come on, Matt, where's the new song? Well, thanks so much for hanging this, man, and thank you for a beautiful original and a beautiful cover.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
There it is for Like a Version, Matt Corby in the books. Conchetta and Luca with you on Triple J Breakfast. Stick around and we'll let you know who's doing Like a Version next week, right after this.